Hello, girls and boys. Today we're going to make music.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Face on the nails. With an arm across the torso, face on the pale monkey nails. Touch you in the shadow light. Nocturne filled with glorious ideas, a chilling exploration of erotic consumption, with an arm across the torso, face on the nails. With an arm across the torso, face on the pale monkey nails. Cossacks are charging in, charging in the fields of white roses. Cossacks are charging in, charging in the fields of white roses. That's a nice suit. That's a swanky suit. In a pulp like no other. I'm looking for a good cowboy. A rare outcry makes you live a larger life. You could easily picture this in the current top ten. Medieval savagery, calculated cruelty. It's hard to pick the worst moment. It's hard to pick the worst moment. With an arm across the torso, face on the nails. With an arm across the torso, face on the pale monkey nails.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the half anniversary edition of Lost and Found on KX93.5. That's right, we've been on the air exactly 6 months tonight. I'd like to thank my regular listeners for hanging in there with me over the last 6 months. And I showed my appreciation by starting off with some fairly challenging music. Guess I'm putting you guys to the test. First thing we heard was a piece by Lou Harrison, the California composer. The piece was called Suite for Violin, Piano, and Small Orchestra. It was written in 1951. And this particular recording featured Keith Jarrett as the piano soloist, Lucy Stoltzman playing the violin, and the New Japan Philharmonic conducted by Robert Hughes. This recording dates from the late 80s. Lou Harrison passed away in 2003, left us some very amazing music. Next thing we heard was by Scott Walker. The piece was called Cossacks Are from his 2006 album, The Drift. Scott Walker tends to polarize people with his recent work. I'm sure that you guys out there in Radio Land are no exception. But if you hang in there with it, it has its rewards. Kind of gets under your skin in a pleasant way eventually. We finished up that set with a piece by Glenn Branca from the album Ascension, the sequel of a couple years ago. Glenn Branca is a composer that has worked largely with mass guitars since the 80s. One piece that he wrote fairly recently was a symphony for 100 guitars, Symphony No. 13, Hallucination City, which I had the pleasure of performing with him in 2006 and 2008. This particular album features a bit smaller ensemble. It was four guitars, bass and drums. The piece that we heard was called The Tone Row That Ruled the World.
Thank you.
We just heard a rather long piece from trumpeter-composer John Hassell. It was entitled Last Night the Moon Came Dropping Its Clothes in the Street, the title track from his 2009 ECM release. And I was just conversing with my staff here at Lost and Found World Headquarters about John Hassell. And he is the quintessential Lost and Found artist because he completely defies categorization. It's not jazz, it's not new age, it's not ambient music. It has elements of dub, trance music. It's pretty much carved out his own territory, genre-wise. We're going to shift gears a little bit here and hear something from Brazil, although the recording was actually made in New York City in 1970. It's from Ayrton Moreira, from his very first solo album, and it is a composition by Hermeto Pascoal, the great Brazilian composer and multi-instrumentalist, on Lost and Found, KX93.5.
Se sentar Pescador, não vá pra pesca, pescador, não vá pescar. Pescador, não vá pra pesca, que é noite de temporal. Pescador, não vá pra pesca, pescador, não vá pescar. Pescador, não vá pra pesca, que é noite de temporal. Pescador, se vá pra pesca na noite de temporal. A mãe se senta na areia esperando ele voltar. Pescador, se vá pra pesca na noite de temporal. A mãe se senta na areia esperando ele voltar.
And we just heard a composition by Dorival Caymmi, the Brazilian composer, done by Virginia Rodriguez of Salvador, Brazil, on her 1998 release Sol Negro. Very haunting performance by Ms. Rodriguez there. And a little bit of trivia about Virginia Rodriguez that I learned today. She is, or was, supposedly Bill Clinton's favorite singer. And we started the set with a song called O Galho da Roseira, which means the branches of the rose tree, as done by Ayrto Moreira on his first American release, Seeds on the Ground, back in 1970, in which he enlisted the help of Hermeto Pascoal, who wrote most of the songs. Sivuca, Flora Purim, and Ron Carter also.
It will be next to impossible to tell girls from boys, even in bed. In the future, men will be super masculine and women will be ultra feminine. In the future, half of us will be mentally ill. In the future, there will be no religion or spiritualism of any sort. In the future, the psychic arts will be put to practical use. In the future, we will not think that nature is beautiful. In the future, the weather will always be the same. In the future, no one will fight with anyone else. In the future, there will be an atomic war. In the future, water will be expensive. In the future, all material items will be free. In the future, everyone's house will be like a little fortress. In the future, everyone's house will be a total entertainment center.
Bodies will be shriveled up, but our brains
bigger. In the future, there will be starving people everywhere. In the future, people will live in space. In the future, no one will be able to afford TV. In the future, the helpless will be killed. In the future, everyone will have their own style, way out clothes. In the future, we will make love to anything, anytime, anywhere. In the future, there will be so much going on that no one will be able to keep track of it.
Series of rather absurd proclamations was by David Byrne on a song called In the Future from his album The Knee Plays. And that's music that was written for a play by Robert Wilson called The Civil Wars that was commissioned to be performed in conjunction with the 1984 Summer Olympics. The play was actually 24 hours long and it was never performed in its entirety, but pieces of it, including The Knee Plays, were performed in various locations around the country. You're listening to Lost and Found, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Thank you. llámame casita, vámonos a empezar. A remover el tapete para ver quién lo mueve más. A remover el tapete para ver quién lo mueve más. Le grito de, prendeme la vela. Le grita de, prendeme la vela.
Abelardo Vasquez with Prendeme la Vela from a compilation album called The Soul of Black Peru that came out in the late 90s on Luwaka Bop. And the first piece we heard was by Anwar Ibrahim called Vag e la Nave Va from his album Voyage to Sahar. Other musicians on that were Francois Couturier on piano, and Jean-Louis Martinier on accordion. And I have to say that I love all the music I play here on Lost and Found. I just love music in general. I hope you guys do too. In fact, make some noise out there and send me an email via the KX935 Lost and Found page, or the Lost and Found Facebook page if you're a friend. And just let me know if you like what you hear on Lost and Found. If you don't, I'll start playing Katy Perry, I promise. And on that note, here's Egberto Gismonti on Lost and Found, KX935. Thank you. Roberto Gismonti with Lundu number 2. That's going to do it for me this evening. I'm going to send you off into the night and let Kevin take over with Kevin's Beach. Thanks again for listening. This is Lost and Found. I'm Alan Dermo. I'll be back next week.